Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Adam, we fought a drake and we didn't die. I was kind of surprised that I guess we just dealt too much damage to it.
So this is the thing. Normally a wyvern is going to be punching above your weight class for a party of your size and composition. However, two things gave me confidence that you'd be okay. A, wyverns have 13 armor class. AC is the great equalizer in terms of this stuff. It's, I think, the hardest thing to balance as a GM, because y'all have pretty good AC, and monsters, as a rule, have shit AC, as you've seen. So the fact that it was 13 AC, I was like, you're going to hit pretty much every time based on the stats that y'all have. Plus, knowing that Morgan's character was immune to poison, I felt a lot more like okay throwing that thing in, because the poison would have probably outright killed you if you weren't
immune.
And if you had been the one it was attacking. So I wasn't too concerned. I figured you'd be okay. I felt like it was, I mean, it only hit once, right? It only did one thing.
It hit once and it killed me.
It was a big thing though.
Yeah. It was a big thing. But even that level of hit, like the only way that it would have been a real challenge would have been if I had repeated that every time. The game's pretty swingy to begin with, but yeah. It's an interesting thing. AC is the thing that I'm having to do the most work trying to like balance around.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. The kobolds proved to be a bigger fight, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we were.
Yeah, that was surprising. I'm like, why didn't I choose any AoE spells? I'm like, nothing. Yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Do sorks even have any AoE spells? Most of it's like direct damage stuff, I think.
Okay, well then I didn't do it on purpose then. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't remember like, the full spell list. What was it like? You usually play a ranger, correct? So you're playing a new class for the first time.
I usually play a ranger. Like in my personal D&D group, I play a ranger, and on Acquisitions Incorporated, I play a different ranger, a slightly different ranger. But and also like my first character in WoW was a hunter, so I've always been sort of attracted to that kind of class. Even though I played a warlock, my main was a warlock eventually.
Yeah. What was did you enjoy the stork? You still getting used to it?
I'm still getting used to it. Like, I don't spend a lot of time in my normal characters kind of managing spell slots or, like, thinking about spell slots. And I tend to be a more conservative... Like, I'm that player that, like, saves the super cool magic item until the game ends and you never actually use it. That's always me.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out the pacing and try to, like, figure out how to manage my spell slots. Because there were things that I could have used, I think, that would have been helpful that I didn't because I was saving.
Sure.
So, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I feel like this campaign, and that's something that we've all learned over the course of dying multiple times to Adam, is just kill the thing in front of you and worry about what what else you could do later. It's happened. That's why I decided just to use the shatter on those four mobs, because I was like, it's going to kill them regardless. We just need to get them out of here before they pack tactic on Dan or something like that. So
yeah, that's the worst thing about kobolds is like they're pretty weak on their own, but... Once they get together, like their pack tactics makes them that much more dangerous.
Yeah, that's like your arch enemy now, Max. I
hate them. The dude took my hammer, and I was just like, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, it's
insulting. I may die, and he grabbed my hammer.
Yeah. You had a rough time with that. How are you liking the new stuff, Max?
I only siphoned I think a little bit of health, like 6 or 4 HP, but it was the potential to siphon. You know, while getting hit and stuff like that during combat is really, really cool. Like, even just doing it the once, I was like, and yeah, I'll just give myself 4 HP. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's really neat. It's pretty useful. I can see that becoming. Yeah, that makes me just essentially even a bigger and stronger tank than I already was and have been in the past. So,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I'll absorb more damage and be able to stay up longer.
Yep. Dan, your familiar didn't last very long.
I was so mad. It went out like, for a second.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
That's a bummer, man. That sucked.
Did it get eaten? Is that what happened, Adam?
Yeah. It flew into the wyvern, and the wyvern was like, hey, what's up?
That's what I figured.
Yeah, I was like, I got this cool new thing to use in combat. Gone. But I'll have it next time, maybe.
Who would just do that? Eat a bird whole.
Yeah, I know.
I know, right? A really so messed cool, up. Classy person.
It's so messed up. Yeah, I enjoyed the flying aspect of the character. It's funny because I think it's 17th. If the character ever reaches that level, I get that already. So I kind of like I'm doubling up on abilities, which I don't know. I guess it makes sense because I have to get to 17 first, and it's kind of a crazy.
17 is a long way away.
Yeah, yeah, it's a stupidly long way away. We'll be on like episode 200 or 300 if we ever reach that level here, which, if I live for that long, is impressive to begin with. But yeah, I'm enjoying the flying aspect of it. It's, I got to get used to, like, the rules of flying, because if I get knocked down or knocked prone while flying, I fall down and take the fall damage. So it's kind of dicey against characters or enemies that I don't know what they do and if they can knock back. Because I'm sure Adam will know that and will take use of that immediately. And then I'll take the XD6, however high up I am of damage.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the day where you're like, cool, I fly. And I'm like, cool, how high? And you're like, I don't know, like 100 feet. And I'm like, yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll happen. Yeah, eventually.
Falling for future reference, falling damage is 1d6 for every 10 feet you fall, up to a maximum of 12d6, I think, or something. So
yeah,
that's not very many.
Yeah, well, yeah. It allows you potentially to fall what 100 and 200 feet or something, and only take 12 damage if you roll like crazy good.
Yeah,
but people have fallen out of planes and not died, so you know it's possible.
Do they have parachutes?
No, there's like, look it up. There's like there's a Guinness record somewhere of someone falling like a crazy amount of distance out of a plane without a parachute and then not dying on landing.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty sad though.
I mean, yeah, they got fucked up real bad, but they didn't die.
They probably broke a couple things for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them. All of them.
Yeah, all the things. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then I guess for this quest, what do you guys think? Right now, I know we're going somewhere, and that's about it.
I feel like we're never going to get there. I'm like a little bit worried that we're going to get there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're kind of close, right, Adam?
This was our random encounter, you know, that you get along the way, and then by next episode we'll get there and we'll get into the story.
Yep.
Yeah. I doubt it'll be like we travel for another long time. And
yeah, my plan for this episode was to do character introduction stuff, kind of warm up the plot bits, test out the mechanisms, and now that we've had both those things happen, we can kind of evenly balance that stuff out for the rest of the next two episodes. And it'll just be go deal with stuff. There'll be some twists and turns along the way. It's gonna be exciting.
Yeah,
I promise. I need to do some more damage. So if people have advice on that.
I'm not. What spells did you do? How do storks work? Do you have access to all spells? How does that work?
Yeah, no, I'm still learning. So I have like four. Like we put all my spells together, and I was like, I don't think I do a lot of damage.
They have they have a limited. They have a limit. They have less spells that they can use than a wizard, but they can use them more flexibly because they don't need to prepare them in advance. So you only have a few. You only have a few spells per level. But you can do more with them.
Yeah, so I have like four cantrips, Chill Touch, which is the 120 feet, like necrotic damage, right. Firebolt, which is 120 fire, Mage Hand, which is just basically like, you know, general use, and then Frost, which is 60 feet. So it's just sort of like small damage spells. It's like 1d, it's mostly d8 damage, 1d8 damage.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I have a question. Mage Armor. It doesn't make sense for me to have that, right?
Are you wearing armor? Plus,
right, so my base, it turns my base AC to into 13 plus my dex, which is 2. So now I have 15 AC, but I already have 15 AC, right?
Yeah, I think it stacks.
Does it stack? Because if it stacks, that's interesting. If it doesn't, then this is a useless spell.
Yeah, if it stacks, you could have you could have 15 AC or 18 AC with the rest of us.
Yeah, that I think. I mean, I feel like it must. I'll look into the rules for you, the specifics about it.
Okay.
I'll make a note right now, and I'll do that before the next episode. Because if it doesn't, then you can just pick a different spell, obviously.
Because that would be like pretty much the most useless thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And then what second level spells did you get?
So I have sleep is a first level spell. Expeditious retreat is another first level spell. So that basically gives me a dash action as a bonus action for 10 minutes. So basically like during a battle, which is great because I can go like kind of move 30 feet, do my attack, and then move 30 feet back. So
right.
It'll give me a lot of movement. My second level spell is web. So it's.
I was gonna say naturally.
Yeah. On brand.
Never had that joke said
I mean,
to you
that's,
before. I'm
yeah,
sure.
that's the thing. That's the reason why I make sure that every episode includes kobolds. I got to stay on brand too.
Yeah, so that's like a sticky. So basically, that just freezes people ever bidding a 20-foot cube.
Gotcha. And you only get Sorks only get one level 2 spell. Is that right? Or spell
yeah,
slot rather.
You get you get
two level two slots.
Okay.
And 4 level 1 slots, but then I have 1 level 2 spell.
Yep. Dang. Does that change can you change the spell when you level up or no?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you can. But the other thing is you can use the level 2 slots for level 1 spells to make them more powerful.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have like inspiration. What are they called? Inspiration points, sorcery points. So sorcery points. So I can use those right to get spells back.
Right. Right.
Or spell slots back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Too much damage.
I know. Not a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So I hope that I.
When you level up, you could take Scorching Ray as your level 2, which is what they were casting on Berg over and over today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, any spell you haven't already cast on screen, we could pretend like you never had it if you just feel like swapping it out. Like, you haven't cast Web, and if you feel like taking something else.
Yeah, you could get Scorching Ray. You could get Shatter, which is what I did. You could get...
Shatter was pretty sweet, because I was looking at Web, and I was like, I don't know when I'm going to necessarily use this spell. Like, as we were playing, I just didn't know if it was, like, that spell that I would...
It might be good if we fight, like, indoors or something. You could, like, Web up a room or an entrance into it, but... I think damage is definitely the better route. Like Scorching Ray is good, Shatter's good. What does Enlarge and Reduce do?
Makes stuff bigger and smaller.
Bigger or smaller.
Yeah, but like mechanically, what is targets that are enlarged do an extra D4, and targets that are reduced do a D4 less damage. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
But then if I make Berg giant. Does he get more, like, protection? Does he get more defense or no? Just more damage. He does more damage.
And large?
He would go medium to large. If there isn't enough room for it to double its size, the creature that contains the maximum possible size in space available. Till the spell ends, the target also has advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. Target's weapon also grow to match its new size. While these new weapons are enlarged, the target still has an additional D4. So you basically just get D4 and advantage on strength checks and saving throws.
Yeah, it's not that good.
It's not that. It's not super, super strong. Yeah.
It looks really cool.
It does look really cool, yeah.
I was like thinking about levitate just because I thought it would be hilarious to like someone's getting destroyed and you just kind of like lift them up. I thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
But then, so maybe...
Like Scorching Rays is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Scorching. You guys are selling me on some Scorching Ray.
It's you get 3 rays. Each one does 2d6, and you roll each one with your you make ranged spell attack. So it'd be d20 plus 5. I would think for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is pretty good.
All right, let's do it.
I'll drop it in for you.
Sweet.
And then if you make it to 5, in your 3 show stint, you can cast it a additional ray each level. Or each slot level above 2, so
yeah,
that's cool. But yeah, that could definitely be your big damage for sure.
And I thought sleep was good because it gives me like a little bit of crowd control ability.
Oh yeah, sleep was awesome.
You know.
Yeah. Like we technically didn't even really need to. I didn't need to shatter those guys because I think you get advantage on slept targets. Is that how it works in 5e, Adam?
Something like that. Yeah, they're prone, and you have advantage and.
Yeah,
I would have been fine ruling with these kobolds. You just kill them because they're asleep. Yeah. So you just stab a sword.
Yeah.
So sleep's definitely super valuable for sure.
Yeah, sleep will be good.
We'll figure out more stuff for the characters in the future. I think that's gonna wrap this up.
Thank you for the character consultation. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
No, we all have an episode. Like Max, I think had 2 or 3 episodes. I had a bunch of episodes trying to learn out how things work. With new characters, so it's a lot of information for sure.
All been there.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool. Thanks everyone for watching here on the post show.
We'll
see you next week sometime for some more Court of Swords. We're out. Have a good one. Bye-bye.